This is the Bubba's Beach Podcast, number 4. I'm Maureen Blasky, and this is coming to you from Bubba's Beach. When I was a kid, the best part of summer were the family trips we'd take to Kamloops. We'd visit my mom's brother and his family. When Uncle Jim would come home from work, he'd gather up a couple of the kids and we'd head down to A&W to get a jug of root beer. A big glass gallon jug, so you have an idea of how old, long ago that was. Anyway, so it began. A week-long festival of sitting on the back step in the cool of the early evening, belching and spitting watermelon seeds. Now, Uncle Jim was always joking. He loved to laugh. He was the complete opposite of the stereotyped accountant. He was gregarious and outgoing, and he had the gift of making people feel like old friends 5 minutes after shaking his hand. And once the business of the day was concluded, he would retire to the bosom of his family, settle down to watch the evening news from Vancouver, with Orion Ginger in one hand and Sandy the Cocker Spaniel at his feet. Kamloops in the summer is hot. Unbelievably hot for Canada. The countryside around it looks like the Ponderosa set from the old Bonanza show. During the day, Cousin Jimmy and I would retreat from the heat to the basement. Huddled under the stairs, we'd work our way through his amazing collection of comic books. It was over those summers I developed an appreciation for obscure superheroes like the Green Lantern and Namor the Submariner. One afternoon, during a Sergeant Fury marathon, my cousin pointed to the guns being held by the evil Gestapo. My dad has a Luger. So, doesn't everybody have poogers? I wish I'd never said that. Many times in my life, I have been made to feel like a fool. Having three cousins plus a big sister joining in the pointing and laughing was relatively memorable. But then the grown-ups found out what all the snickering was about. It took the offer of letting me ride solo with Uncle Jim on a root beer run to coax me out from behind the furnace. After we got back and poured ourselves a few frosty mugs, Uncle Jim went into his bedroom and came out with something wrapped in canvas. Carefully, he unwrapped it and held it up so I could see it. It was a Luger. A real German Luger. In true Uncle Jim style, he told a long story that involved a bar near the front lines, sneaking back after curfew, a German soldier on patrol, and a bottle of wine. That was Uncle Jim. Even then, I knew that wasn't the way you got a gun off an enemy soldier. But if anyone could walk away from a situation like that, with a German gun in his pocket instead of a bullet in his back, it would be Uncle Jim. Whenever Aunt Elsie complained about how the pressure he was under at work would give him ulcers, he'd claim he'd never get them, couldn't get them, because his esophagus and stomach were lined with silver. A battlefield surgeon, the only man Uncle Jim ever called a hero, as well as crazy, had to do that to save his life. He never talked about why he met the doctor, or why he needed a silver lining. The topic would change, and another story would have us laughing before we could get any more details. There are lots of veterans who won't talk about their memories. With Uncle Jim, I figure these stories were his way of not talking about the war. I never did find out exactly what happened to Uncle Jim until years after he'd died. It was at my mom's funeral. Her other brother, Lionel, finally started to talk a bit about the war. That's where I learned about the Battle for the Scheldt, an estuary in northern Belgium. The Canadians marched across open fields straight into the entire German 15th Army's entrenched guns. The Germans had opened the floodgates and filled the lowlands till it was just over the top of the Canadian boots. It took almost a month of slogging through the mud with little cover from enemy fire and no shelter from the rain before they were finally able to seize the entire estuary. Jim won his silver prize sometime during that month when a truck fell off the causeway and crushed him into the mire. Uncle Lionel wasn't with his brother at the Normandy landing, the Scheldt, or the liberation of Holland. Talking about Jim's experiences was Lionel's way of not talking about Sicily, or Tona, or Monte Cassino, or what it felt like to be called a D-Day Dodger after endless days and nights at the front lines, dragging the wounded to safety under constant shell fire. After endless days of burying the dead, the boys he'd signed up with in Calgary and trained with in Britain. A few years ago, I phoned Uncle Lionel. I was on my way to Europe, and we had a layover in Calgary. I told him where I was going, and he made jokes about how he'd spent a few years there courtesy of the Canadian government. Nothing more than an army issue on a blanket. Then he had to take his wife over and show her where he'd been, and for the few weeks he was there with Auntie Anne, he had to rent a car for all her luggage. I don't need to ask Uncle Lionel what he thinks of movies like Saving Private Ryan. It's always been pretty obvious the Hollywood story is how the Yanks won the war and how the Brits merely bumbled around, getting in their way. And I know the Brits thought Canadian and Australian troops were a good way to use up enemy ammunition. But if you read the history books, they'll tell you how the Yanks and the Poms were continually being surprised when the Aussies or Canucks broke through supposedly impenetrable lines and finished the job without Mother's help. I doubt they'll ever make a movie about Namor the Submariner or the Green Lantern like they have about Superman and the Fab Four. That's okay. I know they're just pictures in a comic book. It's taken me a few years to see it's the people who don't want to talk about their story, who have damn good reasons for not wanting to go through those memories again. These are the real heroes. And not even a Steven Spielberg will be able to get their story right. Thank you for listening to the Bubba's Beach podcast. Please send comments to bubbasbeach@gmail.com and visit us at bubbasbeach.ca. Today's music was from the PodSafe Music Network. Visit bubbasbeach.ca for show notes and links to the musicians. That's Bubba's Beach, BABASBEACH.ca.